Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Mr. Preuss.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, Rick, it's always so much fun to come in here and talk about pets. And boy, last weekend, what a prize that was.
Right.
If I've ever seen you looking like a giddy little schoolgirl, it was last weekend because, boy, were you happy talking with the folks from the TV show Tanked on Animal Planet, which you're such a proud sponsor of. What a great show that was.
Yeah. You know, I got to go to the work the next day. And we heard a bit about it, you know, just the next day. And you know, what was really cool about it is the day before that, they actually had on Animal Planet, like they ran each one of them successively. So people that had never seen it before, the day before this came on, had a lot to talk about.
Right.
You know, and for those who have, I there's people out there that don't even know what we're talking about right now if they missed last week's show. So do a quick summary of what Tanked is.
Well, Tanked is a show on Animal Planet about a company in Las Vegas that builds these gigantic aquariums, and they don't have to be gigantic, but they're very customized to specific situations that people are looking for, and they are themed, and they just have an amazing approach to doing business, and they're very creative, and they're really cool in terms of some of the work that they've actually done, and the people are so colorful that it makes for an interesting show because they just kind of have that New York attitude. That
whenever you import that New York way of thought, you know, it makes for a spicy show. But we have like right here, and we mentioned on the show last week, a 6,000-gallon octagonal tank that the dentist, it's actually where the actually dental surgeon actually does his work on his people with the chair, that as they're doing it and afterwards, as they're done and when they're ready, while the guy's going around to his various tables working on all these individuals, are able to stare up at a 6,000-gallon tank with schooling fish in and around it. So what I love about the show and what I love about that Tanked show is just that, man, we're starting to see a little excitement at the old pet store corral. You know, we're actually seeing people showing up saying, you know what, I'm excited.
Right.
I want to do a fish tank.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons to do it. But more importantly, you know, people have to open their eyes to that. And the fact that they open their eyes to it, hey, I'm excited. Because when they come into Preuss Pets, they know they're going to get excited.
Well, there's no question about it. And the good thing is that the aquarium industry has so evolved in terms of the technology that's available, the types of fish that can be raised in captivity, and therefore you can actually put into a tank, the corals that you never really could do anything with before that now all of a sudden are features in a lot of tanks. Mm-hmm. There's so many options that now people have that it's a great time for people to get excited, because when they actually look and see the evolution, they're like, wow, this is really different than it used to be. Maybe I do need to jump back in. And that's great for the folks over at Preuss. And that's what we like.
Yeah, we're really excited about the fact, if I go back 15, 20 years, we struggled to make sure that everybody succeeded. Now we have a little bit of a swagger. Don't mind me for saying, but we've really tried to solve a few of those basic problems, like fish health. We've had a few basic problems when people walk in the store, they don't really know what they're getting into specifically. It's not hard, but there's information they need, and we're kind of like trained to actually give that information. If I could stamp success on every customer that walks in the door, I'm all set. So that's our goal, you know. But the good news is now people are enthusiastic about coming in and do it. We don't have to do much arm twisting, because they're like, hey, I saw that show. I want fish in my living room. What do I have to do it?
Right.
You know? And here we are.
Well, and that is an important part. The success of it does make a big difference. But on top of the success of it, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. And that's really where we need to go with this week's show, is to get people thinking about planning for their animals. Because if you do have a plan in place for caring for your animals, it's incredible the success you can have and the lack of anxiety that you can have in your relationship with your pet, especially when the unforeseen and unfortunate happens to them.
Yep.
And so we're going to talk today about pet insurance and the importance of pet insurance. And as a returning guest, we've got with us Laura Bennett, who is the CEO and the chief embracer from Embrace, that pet insurance company down in Cleveland. And Laura was a terrific guest in terms of explaining why pet insurance can make a difference and some of the differences between the different companies and what they cover.
Yep. And we have Dr. Williamson coming in. That's going to be fantastic.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about Dr. Williamson. He should need no introduction.
Well, I agree with you about that. After all, I'm still indebted because he's the guy who last year gave us the warning about flea and tick season. And unfortunately, I didn't listen well enough. And I had my little bout this year, as you well know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, well, not me, my dog. But no, Dr. Williamson is going to come in and really put the exclamation point on the whole pet insurance question, because the bottom line is, in the emergency vet care clinic that he operates, the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, he's the one who gets the middle of the night call with the strange animal that's in horrendous pain, or just people don't know what to do and they're scared and they need to take action. And he's got to be the one who is sober-minded and can diagnose the problem and can solve the problem right then and there. And he has told me point blank that insurance can make all the difference in the world with how people care for their dogs and cats and whether or not they succeed or fail.
Yeah, and we're talking weekends too. You know, we think about in the middle of the night, but we've got an entire 2 day, that's, you know, 2/7 of a week,
right,
that really isn't covered by the general veterinary practitioner. Plus, then we've got the evening. So if you think about that from an hour-to-hour standpoint, he's that lone guard out there that's willing to kind of take care of things midnights, Saturday afternoon. You know, so he's probably doing a slightly different night shift,
yeah,
if you will.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I don't know what the heck he's thinking, but I'm sure he's that grateful for his presence out there. So that's the show that we're going to have this week. It's going to be fascinating. Keep listening here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You would not believe your eyes if